October 28th, 2017, or LRD.
Clock says it is 9:30. Are you ready to start? You can. All right. Folks, please stand with me as we pledge together.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you all for joining us this morning. For the record, on the tape, everybody sits around the table who normally is here, all the commissioners, treasurer, lake manager, and our administrative assistant. So let the record show that it is Stephanie's last time to be the one who will keep the minutes and will... We're going
to
move on.
I know.
But nevertheless, we'll introduce our new administrative assistant next time. So we won't do that right now, but just wanted to just alert you to that. There are actually two minutes needing to be approved, two sets of minutes. One of them is our September 23 meeting, which you've had those minutes. Hopefully you've had a chance to review them. Should be in your packet. Mm-hmm. Are there any additions, subtractions, changes? Yes, sir.
Under the treasurer's report, met with representatives of DAS, D-A-S-M.
Yeah, all capital.
Oh.
D-A-S. Which, why don't we just say the Dormitory Authority of New York, and so that it's clear. That's what that stands for. DASNY. The Dormitory Authority
State
of New York.
New York.
Yeah. Yeah. And then parenthesis DASNY, if that helps. But I hear no other changes. All in favor, then, of the minutes with that change, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The other one is a small sheet, looks like this, with my signature on it that I just put on in front of you. I'll give you just a moment. Earlier this morning, I realized, oh shoot, I have not typed up my minutes from that meeting. I did quickly, and this is the result. So please just take a minute to skim it. It was really Bob's show here when he led us through the PO, and we signed it. And then we agreed to move ahead with the road behind the dam. There's a motion there that is reflected for the new, and the award was given to Leonard Sweet for the amount.
Lloyd.
Oh, Lloyd?
Lloyd Sweet.
Ah, sorry, okay, make that change then.
Chad, if you would do me the courtesy to talk to the other contractor, let him know that we've awarded it.
Okay. Peter, I guess.
Yep. Yeah,
Peter. Okay.
I didn't have his phone number.
Sounds good.
Okay. Is there anything there other than that typo that you want to change? It's a special meeting, October the 17th.
I move to accept the minutes.
And I'll second.
All right.
The change.
Moved and seconded. Any further... And I guess I'll just, because the rest of you out there would not have seen this, and I was about to announce it actually, but we did that same evening, October the 17th, sign the purchase order for the two stainless steel valves and all the accoutrements to go with that, delivered to the site by the dam sometime probably in the next 6 months. And the total cost is $394,000, which is far, far, far less than what we had anticipated and had worried about for a couple of years. So we're very thrilled for all the work to bring a very complicated purchase order and all its very meticulous language to the point where we could sign it and send that off. I assume by this time it's probably on its way?
They have received it.
They've received it?
Finished up their part and they've received it. I've seen emails going back and forth.
Okay.
On it. And
good.
So we're off and running.
Yep. And now we need to build the building that we can put them in when they get here.
Yep.
And the road behind the dam that we can use to get them installed. So we're making good progress, I think, for a lot less money than we ever thought we were going to be able to do that. So. All right. All in favor then of the October 17 minutes being approved, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Thank you for that. All right. Town reports should be attached. Again, as always, they are somewhat of a reiteration for the two town boards of what has been going on here. And you can read those at your leisure. Bill, you want to help us with the treasurer's report and bring us up to speed?
Any questions on that?
Bill, I have just a quick question.
Sure.
I read this over. When lightning struck the security system, the Sonatrol, did we have any insurance?
I was going to check in on that.
Good, okay.
Yeah, because I'm going to be meeting with Lee James to renew our policy, which expires in November, so I'll bring that up.
Okay.
Good question.
Yeah.
Power surge, I think, would also...
Came from the lightning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the whole thing, $1,269 it costs us to fix the security system, would be something we might be able to get reimbursed.
That's kind of what I thought, too.
I'll bring it up to her.
Good, thank you.
All right. Is there any response then to Bill? The sheet is going around for your signature, so please be sure to sign it and give it to Stephanie before you leave. Is that the one there, I think? All right. Maybe before we go any further, let me just ask, I neglected to do so, that are there any other reasons or things that need to be added to the agenda here so we know how to manage our time? Is there anything?
I have one.
There's an addition to the consent, and we'll get to that in a minute, but I'm thinking about any old or new business or
I have an
reason.
Issue for new business.
Okay. And it is dealing with?
Well, I can tell you right now.
Just so we know how much time to...
No, I can just go ahead with it.
Well, we're not going to deal with it right now, but I just want to get it on the schedule.
It's just a simple request.
Okay. New business request. I didn't know if it requires a motion.
No.
So there's no action.
Well, I don't know. I'm
okay.
Not sure.
So I'm just saying, old business, new business typically is action. So that's why I'm asking.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know where else to put it.
All right. Well, we'll get to that then. So we'll hold that request. All right. Let's go on. Bob, tell us what you can about what's going on at the dam and state of events.
We've been discussing it through mm-hmm. different various reports here. The PO is out, mm-hmm. so we're pleased with that. We've discussed the lightning strike. It is the alarm system is repaired and working.
Good.
It was a little expensive. $1,200 and some bucks. So we'll keep our fingers crossed that we do have some insurance on that. I've had a couple of meetings with the contractors to get the building organized and started. They should be starting in about a week and a half. So we will get that moving. We have Bobby Pomeroy needs to get in there ahead of time and do some excavating and leveling around it, and so I've had both him and Lloyd Sweet there together, so we were all on the same page, so we will be moving forward with that. Thomas and Johnson, who is our concrete contractor, has been working on the dam. The lake is down about 25 feet, and they are working with the two party boats. This year, last year, if you remember, we did the south side of the dam down about 20-25 feet. Now they're back in 2011, the north side of the dam was gone down about 20 feet. And so they are continuing that. Now we will be going all the way across the whole dam. They'll start on the north. They have started on the north side, and we will drop the level as they're is needed coming down, and they will go all the way across to the south side. The board has authorized $75,000 to be spent this year. Thomas and Johnson is working, luckily for us, time and material. When we run out of money, that's as far as we will go for this year. And unless we find a major surprise like we did last year. So far, although the water's only down 25 feet, so we don't know. I'll have a better report for you next month on what we see below that. But the repairs we did last year are holding up very well. They look excellent. So the system worked, and those repairs didn't take any damage over the years. They are doing, I would estimate, about 10% of the area on the north side of the dam that was done in 2011. They're doing some repairs in there and some of those areas. Back then, they used mortar. We are using the special Zika. It's more expensive, but it dries faster and very hard and lasts many more years. So they, I would say about 10% of that area, they have ground out and remortared. Mm-hmm. And so probably next week, we'll be dropping the lake mm-hmm. further.
Yeah. Before someone spotting some other bricks that were missing.
Yeah, well, there's a few missing. So if we're down 25 feet, unless it's below that, we've not seen them. There's an occasional brick out, mm-hmm. which is easily fixed. Well, they're mortar and they'll put a brick in and here and there. Although I haven't been down on the barge looking at it yet. Well, only looking down over, and it's much more difficult to see if a brick is missing. But their report to me is they've not seen any big holes or anything yet, like we had before. So that's a good thing. But we're only down 25 feet, so we will. Our intention is to go down another 20 feet. But I don't think our money will hold up to go down that far unless when we get down another 10, 12 feet, it doesn't need a lot of repair. It needs some, like the other part, mm-hmm. maybe 10%. That's kind of what we're hoping. We know that the area where we bring the lake up in the spring and hold it at a certain level to keep the ice away from the docks, we have chewing, and that all the way across the whole dam, we have that area that they're working on now, and that takes the worst of it. We're hoping once we get below that level that the dam looks better, the bricks look better the further down we go. But so far, no major no major issues. We'll keep our fingers crossed that it stays that way, and they will keep moving. We also had a meeting about the road. Get it going. I've started putting out feelers for equipment. As soon as right now, we think we would do the best getting the least cost. And if you remember, last year we tried and we couldn't mm-hmm. get the equipment free. The large bulldozer and excavator that mm-hmm. we need, we had it rented, we had it set up. But the town of Orchard Park wouldn't let it go. They were renting it, and they used it right up until winter, and so we abandoned it. This year, we're going to attempt to do it in late December and January. Hmm. We feel the equipment will be free then. We probably can get a better cost. I've met with our people. They don't have a problem working that time of year. In later years, I mean, last winter, we could have worked all winter. So that's the plan. As soon as I have nailed down what equipment is available, and I'll come back to the board with the cost, because it could be different than what I proposed last year. And we will try to bring in, at that time, when I know what's going on, the towns and possibly the county. We will get them. They have agreed to some shared services. Once we have a better idea what that is for them and the timing, we will continue to bring them in to help us with that.
So the county hasn't committed yet, is what you're saying?
No.
Okay.
No. Just the possibility. I talked a meeting with Bobby on this. We talked about the county, and they have a large excavator that would be very helpful. Problem, he said, is they have a bridge crew, and they use that all winter. So it would be trying to come up with some timing that in between their jobs. But they use, they work all winter and they use that equipment all winter, so I don't think we can count on that as being available to us. But we will try to bring in, if nothing else, we're going to get, they have dump trucks, they have people that aren't as busy that time of year.
And they're not using them for plows? We have a problem with snow?
But if you're not having snow, the dump trucks are sitting there, you know, a lot of them empty, so, and that's part, that is a part that the towns have agreed to help with. So we're putting that back together. One of the reasons, as Daryl has said, we're talking about installing the valves next year drawdown, next year after drawdown, so we will need to have the road built to be able to do that. The other reason is, it's gone on long enough now that our DEC and Army Corps of Engineers permits will run out. And so we do not want to have to go through that again. That is a major undertaking. One of the things that we are, in relation to that, we are moving forward on and researching is, do we need permits from DEC and Army Corps to install the valves? So we're starting down that path. Now that we have a date that we can tell them that we're going to be doing them, because our permit is just for the road. We don't have anything beyond that. Problem with that is, and we may need the senator's help on this, it's dam safety that will have to approve that. And they are the least responsive of the part of the agencies that we deal with. So Buffalo is where we normally, that's the head office for this area. And normally our stuff goes through Olean. We deal with the people in Buffalo. That's these folks' boss. But they keep kicking it to Albany. The things we've been dealing with, they kick up to Albany, which we get very little response from. So we decide we better start that now, maybe we'll have an answer. The good thing is, their concern, of course, dam safety, should be very pleased. It's one of they're the ones that are, we are on their list as these valves being, needing replacing and being an issue. And this, so we're hoping that'll help us push it through.
While we're talking about that, can I just ask, I don't know quite where we are in terms of our being up to date with the dam safety certification. I'm a little, I don't know where the paperwork is. I don't know where things are. Do we know? Do we have something in the office?
The quick answer is no, we don't really know. I talked to Tommy about that. He did come into the, he has agreed to work on that. And but he thought, he came back and said we had already filed something, but he didn't. So I said, I'm not sure that's the case, something that was on the computer, but.
Yeah. They were here though, weren't they?
Yeah, 2 years ago. Yeah,
2 years ago?
Yeah. I think we have letters of.
No, they have not been.
Is it the booklet?
They have not been here since 2012.
Is it the booklet that you complete and mail in? Because I did that this summer.
That's what he's thinking about.
Oh, I did
okay,
it.
Good.
Do we have a copy of that somewhere?
Yes, downstairs.
It's the file? Okay.
I had to put some signs up around him.
So do we ever get anything back from them saying, yep, we got it?
I had to put signs up on the fence or, you know.
I think it's just supposed to be on file.
Doesn't it have to be filled out like every year? Or every 2 years?
I think it's every 2 years.
It's every 2 years.
Yeah, every 2 years.
They're supposed to do an inspection. However,
they haven't.
The gentleman who was the head of that, head of Rushford Lake Dam Inspections, retired. They gave it to a lady in Avon. They gave me her name when I was in Buffalo meeting with them and said, this will be your new inspector. However, she was overwhelmed. Because what they're doing, that they aren't replacing anybody. When the people retire with the knowledge of what's happened and the history of what's going on, now they put somebody new in there, and they're overwhelmed. And so they have not done another inspection. They were supposed to be there last summer, and they're supposed to be there this summer.
So they've dropped the ball.
It's not us. They've dropped the ball. But in answer to Daryl's question, we probably do need to review.
I just want to be sure we're all up to snuff and up to speed.
Because now
when
there's
they
a
come.
New wrinkle. We now have to report to Homeland Security as well as New York State Dam Safety. Same report, but we need to report to them now. That because of of security scares on dams. Homeland Security is now involved in this, and so that's another.
Is that on federal level or state level?
No, that's federal.
Because there's a Homeland Security for state, too.
Yeah, no, it's a federal Homeland Security.
Well, Dick Farwell could probably help us with some of it.
Yeah.
Don't we accept, isn't there something that our engineers do to certify how we're installing the valves we're buying and how they're being installed?
Oh, yeah, that's why.
Isn't it merely a certification from them that dam safety would be, I mean, they're not, isn't that what we need?
It's only part of what we need.
What's the other part?
You go through pictures and reports and layouts and what we went through. Well, just to remind you, with the Army Corps of Engineers, we had to go through and evaluate, send in a report on every tree that's in our way that we're taking down for the road. The size of the tree, the species of the tree, the height of the tree, because they have a federal order out protecting a certain bat. And if there are any bats, if it's that kind of a tree, and you inspect and find a bat in there, you're not going to build a road there. So that's, what we have to go through is amazing. I mean, it's just, go back and to be able to build something. So I mean, the good thing about it is, and we will remind them when we're meeting with them for the permit to put the valves in, is it's a Class C stream, no fish, it's not protected. So that really lightens the load for us. When we discovered that and was putting that forward in our reports to them, it really speeded things up, so. But what you're saying is part of that. We meant to meet with them, I had Al with me, we had engineers with us, and that's true. We have to have all the engineering documentation to back up everything we're doing. The first thing they said, we sat down with the officials in Buffalo, well, you know you're going to have an engineer, engineering firm to do this. I said, my engineer brought him right here with me. What questions do you have?
Okay. It just seems to me, we got you, we got Al, we got Hatch. What would dam safety add to this? Other than, I don't know what they'd add.
And make a salary.
What would they bring to the table?
All right, well, I asked the question. I think we have an answer. I'd like to have a chance, if you know where that's filed, so I'd like to have a chance to look at that. And just to be sure we have our ducks in a row. Go ahead, Bob, finish your report there.
Are we going to anticipate another early drawdown?
I don't know yet.
For the installation?
If I find, no, we're not going to do an early drawdown for the installation. That won't be, if we do an early drawdown, it's because we've seen issues when we draw the lake down farther on the water side. Because we can, that install of the valves is not as weather sensitive as the, I mean, it's not nice to be out there in zero weather, but if we draw down, if we say, and I'm not saying this yet, I don't know yet, if we leave it at our normal drawdown October 15th, that would be plenty early for, because we don't have to draw down that far to put the valves in. We'd have to draw down enough so if we had a major storm, we wouldn't need the valves. We could take care of it with the gate, so we'd have enough. So maybe 10 feet or 8 feet, something like that, and we would start on the valve. So that's not an issue. But I don't know yet what we see underneath. I have right now told the contractor that next year, if going down, we don't see any major issues. We know we got some repairs to keep going on over a number of years. But I'd like next year to concentrate on the beams and the pillars underneath the building, holding the building up, and underneath the overhang. They are in very bad condition.
They are. Mm-hmm.
And I have some later, when I know have more information for you, I have pictures for you, but they are now, and I've been watching them, they are now deteriorating very fast. They've reached that tipping point, where now we got a lot of re-rod hanging out, rusted re-rod, and so, I've told them to be thinking about what we're going to do. I've also told Al and Hatch to come up with a design to fix those. So my intent next year is to rebuild those. Now those are not very far down. They're at the top of the dam. So I'm anticipating, I'm guessing here, because I don't have all the facts yet to put that together. But if we don't see an emergency down further, anything major that we have to deal with. We will put that off a little bit, work on these pillars next year. Well, in that case, we probably don't have to drop early, or if we do, not as early, because we're only drawing down 6 or 7 feet for them to put the party boats under there and work. So that's kind of the thinking, but right now it's fluid. I don't have that answer, but we won't, to answer your question, we will not have an early drawdown to install the valves. It doesn't affect that. The last thing on here, Mr. Chairman, is the jib crane. I can report to you, thankfully, happily, for our crew, that last night we set the 2,000-pound arm 25 feet in the air on the pin. It had to be brought up absolutely perfect, couldn't be tipping, couldn't be at an angle, and set it on a 3-inch pin on the top on a bearing. Actually, the hardest part of it was getting the bearing on. Up there hammering the bearing on. That thing is tight. We had an awkward, we finally had to build a tool to get it on there. And we actually had it ready to lift. We had done our test lifts and distributed our weight properly and all that kind of stuff. We had to build a structure to be able to put it up. So it was a major operation to take these on the dam in pieces and build this structure and then put the crane. We actually took the electric lift off the old crane and mounted it on this structure, and that's what did the lifting, of course, through a pulley, a system of pulleys and all that kind of stuff. And when we got that all set up, it was about 3:30 in the afternoon. We did some test lifts. We were ready to put it up there, and the wind started blowing down the dam. Well, it's basically a big airplane wing. You lift that thing 20 feet up in the air, cables, and have it swinging. So we said, well, what do we do now? Because the wind really kicked up about that time, and so we were looking, well, we'll put it off for another day, and every day we checked was worse than the day before. We said, well, you know, the wind usually stops just before sunset. So we called Bobby and said, could you bring your laser down? Because this has to be, once it's set, it has to be 13/16 of an inch higher on the front end by design. Well, how do you know that? You aren't going to put a level up there 25 feet in the air and get that. So Bobby brought his laser down and helped us mount it. It was Al Corwin, myself, and Dennis Cheverly pretty much have built the whole crane from start to finish.
Can I just interrupt and say, for those of you who may not know, simply on the top of the dam is a very heavy-duty crane with a long arm. Things can be picked up from the water side of the dam and swung up onto the dam, or swung over and dropped on the back side of the dam. We've had a jib crane like this there. Is now obsolete and probably going to be removed. It's not removed now.
We will use
and the new one is just much more heavy duty to be able to carry the payloads that needed to be done. So in case you're wondering what a jib crane is, it's nothing to do with the jib sail. It's on the top of the dam, and it's really very heavy duty, rated for a lot more weight than the one we've currently had there. So just catching you all up to speed.
And the reach, you're right. The other one, we couldn't really use it. We had to drag things. It would not reach to pick heavy loads out of the lake and off a barge onto the dam. And lowering heavy things down over the back of the dam, it would bang on the bricks going down. This one will allow us, and there's steps right at the turn at the bottom of the dam. This will allow us to put the heavy loads that be away from the dam. We can bring them out and set them right on the walkway away from the steps, so our people don't have to try to.
This is a good example, because you try to imagine what we would have paid to have some firm come in and install this thing.
Well, where we were able to study first.
We were able to do it in-house. You know, it certainly comes out of your hide and in others. So again, we just are constantly having to thank you for the extra effort to make that happen. So good, I'm glad to see that it's done.
As you brought up the old crane, we will take it down with the new crane. It'll lay on the dam all winter because we can't move it without water, without the boats. And we will hopefully next year, early spring, install at Malcolm Beach. We will use that crane to take, we have a flood pulling, hope no more, damaged party boats and docks and trees and stumps and all the things that we deal with. Chad drags them over and with the district barge, and we have to get a contractor to come pick them up and take them out. It'd be very helpful to have that there. It also will help us when we're taking heavy stuff to the dam. We have no way of loading it. We take the Malcolm Beach, and then we fight to get it on the boats to get it over, and then we fight to get it off the thing. So we will use that. It won't go to waste. It'll be very, very helpful there. And that's enough for this week, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
Question, please?
Yeah, sure, Bill.
You know, we do have to give back to DASNY on the installation cost.
Yeah, I'll have a figure for you in a week on installation of the valve.
And could you also give me something, an estimate on the road?
Yes, I won't have that in a week.
Okay.
Because I need to wait for the companies to come back to me on how much the equipment's going to rent for. I'm hoping I get, the deal I got last time was unbelievable, it was fantastic. Not even half of what you normally would spend. I'm going to try to hold them to that. Don't know if that'll be possible or not, but we'll do our best, so. But it may be a little longer, but you don't need the cost of the road for DASNY.
Well, no, I don't, that's true. But what I'd like to be able to do, since I did not have it in the budget, I would like to recast that budget and just see what I need to do to fund some of the stuff.
Yep, I agree.
I need both pieces.
Yep.
You know, one piece for DASNY and both pieces for our purposes.
I will do that.
Okay, thank you.
Again, thank you very much, Bob, for your extra effort, even into the wee hours of last evening to get that thing up there and done. So, all right, let's move on. Chad, you wanted to add one more to the consent, and so would you do that?
Yeah, Donald Lee to the consent. He's at 8322 County Road 49, and he is going to put in a break wall.
Okay, we've been there, and so it adds the consent, so. So we have six items then, not five, to add to our consent. All have been looked at by the DOC committee and approved. Everything is in order. Are there questions about this at all for Chad? Someone's calling in for a question here. And you bought it there in San Francisco. All right.
I move we accept the consent.
All right. Second?
I'll second it.
Hearing no other discussion about it, all in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Thank you. It's unanimous. Let's take several of these line items, Ed. Chad, lead us through that.
Yeah, we have four line items, and the first three, they'll need temporary dock licenses. So in the past, we give a one-year temporary dock license where they can, you know, they're allowed to do some repairs in order to receive a permanent license. So the first person is Cephalou, and I hope I pronounced these correctly, on County Road 49. And this is a license transfer, and I wrote before a license is issued. We're requiring these people to repair the upper deck railings. They have a two-story dock, very large docking facility. And the upper deck railings are very loose and a couple are rotten. So we require them to repair them. And they have an awful lot of electricity on the dock. They have lights, fans, probably four or five outlets. Mm-hmm. And they have also the lights at the entryway. So we're also requiring an electrical inspection be done before we give them a dock license. So besides that, everything was in order. The facility's in nice shape. And there's a 5-foot buffer on both sides for the neighbor. But because of these issues, I feel it's important.
Where on County Road 49 is that?
Penfold Properties.
Yes, yeah, Penfold Properties.
Oh,
yeah. In that area.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. They have a newer double wide.
Yep, I know.
Up on the hill.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I feel it's important that they're given a temporary license and we give them 1 year to come in compliance.
All right. Any other questions about that? We'll take these one at a time.
Move we accept.
I'll second.
All right. Moved and seconded that the Cephalus license be a one-year temporary license. Favor that motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. The Raths.
Yes, the Raths on County Road 49. This is a pre-sale, and I do believe they have sold the property. Just, if you're curious, it's 103 steps to the bottom. I did count.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Across from me, right?
Well, say, yeah, across from you, yeah. There's actually two separate docks involved in this property, and there's two separate staircases. So the staircase and dock to the eastern side of the property is newer, is in very nice shape, structurally very sound, nice staircase. They're neighbors, and if you use the survey and look at the lines, the neighbor's dock is right on the line. Okay, so that could be something where when a new owner comes in for a dock license, we could have some discussion on that at that time. Okay, but in fact, and I did not take a line or anything because the bank is so steep. In my opinion, the neighbors is probably over the line. Okay. The western dock is in real rough shape. It's the older dock. There's a lot of angle iron in the lake bed, some different metal mesh, some things that, in my opinion, are very dangerous if you were to jump off the dock or even, you know, park your boat there and get in the water. So I did, document that. I feel it's important that they clean it up, either remove it. Well, actually, not either. They definitely need to remove it. The dock itself is not in bad shape. If they, put some bracing on it, so the dock itself could probably withstand if they've done some work to it. But besides that, there needs to be some work done on that. There's also another set of staircases on that side that goes up and has several landings. Now, where our property is involved, or Lake District's property is involved, there is missing a step on the one landing. So I wrote down that they need to repair the step, because that would be on district property. So there's a few things going on with the property. I did include that in the pre-sale inspection for the new owner. And also for this too, when a new owner comes in for a license, they will have to receive a temporary dock license for 1 year to make all the repairs.
So let me clarify what it is we're asking. We're asking basically for Chad to write a letter detailing the changes that need to be made prior to a pre-sale being approved? Didn't you say, though, the property is already sold? I guess I'm wondering what it is we're acting
on. They asked for a pre-sale, and everything I just told you I wrote down in the pre-sale. So Mr. Rath will receive a copy of what we are expecting.
Okay, so the assumption would be that Rath understands.
And the way it works is he will need to give this to the new owner, okay, so they understand what needs to be done when they come in.
Do we know that that's what he'll do?
That's
if he doesn't do it and disappears.
Then they buy it.
Then they buy it and say, hey, we didn't know.
That can happen. So that's why you see, usually a pre-sale is what it is. It's a pre-sale. You do it before you sell.
Before the sale, yeah.
All right, so this is something where it's been done. I'm not sure if it closed yet or not, or it's about to close, but
there's a sold sign.
This is our job.
The new owner's attorneys asked Rath to have that done, so they're already aware that this is being done.
Should we reiterate this by a letter of indicating that what we have done here this morning with a copy of that, just to be sure that all the people who need to know, is that what
we'll
do?
That'd be fine, yeah. Yeah, it'd be fine.
Okay.
As long as Stephanie has the lawyer's information.
I don't have anything for the new owners.
Well, at least we sent it to the owner, so we have it in the file that it was sent. And so I'll entertain a motion then to include kind of resending this with a letter to the current owner, I guess, right? We don't have the new owner's address.
Mm-mm.
So with the reiteration that it's important for them to pass that on to the new owner, so that everybody, because I can see how a new owner would be wanting to say, you know, the old owner needs to do all these things. We're assuming that that's the case. They've got to do it, but if they just drive out of town and don't.
That could, like I said, that could happen. That's usually why, for example, a pre-sale is usually they're done before a person buys the property.
Yeah. That part of my concern is that this is really a post-sale.
Yeah.
And it's not the normal way we do things, and something could fall in the cracks, and then someone's going to be unhappy. And
if I think we should try to do a little research, talking to them, and find out who the new owner is, because you can't send it to a prospective new owner.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But if these people are the new owner, it sure would be helpful for them to know it while the drawdown mm-hmm. is mm-hmm. going on, and rather than find out next year.
We can make a copy of it, put an envelope in a door.
That's a good idea, too. They'll be up to the cottage. So.
Okay, we can do that. Just mm-hmm. All right, so maybe we'll do that today.
So I'll take a motion then to execute what we've just talked about relative to Rath property.
This one.
Make a motion to do what he said. There, that's easier.
Well, if the new attorney, you said the attorney for the buyer mm-hmm. wanted this information, how do you know that?
Because they called the office, the attorney for the new owner.
So why don't we just call the Raths and tell them that this, we need the name of the attorney who's handling it mm-hmm. for the owner, because they requested this.
Mm-hmm.
As long as they did do that.
Sure. Are you willing to do that?
I'll do it today.
Okay. Yeah. Because of the, just the transfer. Normally we probably have to admit and do that, but.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so the motion, getting back to this, is in light of the changes that need to be made, I can't make a motion, but here's the language, I think. In light of the changes that need to be made detailed on the pre-sale form, we would move that we contact the owner, comma,
new owner,
comma, and
new
perhaps
new
lawyers
attorney.
Or attorneys,
okay.
So that all are are informed. Period. Let that be the motion. All right. Is there someone who will say,
I'll make
that?
That.
Okay.
Yeah, that.
Deb will make that motion. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
All right. Anything else about this? Then it is one of those things that you hold your breath, worrying that something will fall through the cracks and somebody will be very unhappy to have to fix a dock.
You know, I think it's important for Stephanie to put in the minutes that the new owner's attorney requested this. Have that in the minutes,
okay.
So that the rats don't come in here and say, "Oh, we just
they're
not going to buy the place now."
Okay. Let me just that comment, if you would. All right. Do we vote on this?
No.
Okay, in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Let's move on.
Okay, our third one is Kimberly Latta, L-A-T-A, from Balcom Beach. This is Maggie's former property. Okay, so, you have an idea.
Mm-hmm.
A couple things with this property. This is a license transfer. And same thing, we're going to ask for a one-year temporary dock license. The person needs to repair the walkway of their dock. Is very dangerous. The boards are loose, and I had talked to the person on the phone a few times about this. They understand that. And also, we need electrical inspection for this property also. The next thing is the new landowner is asking to remove the pine trees on both sides of the property. If you remember, a couple years ago, one of the trees fell,
mm-hmm.
and the trees are in very bad shape. There's one right now that's, I know, splitting down the middle near the house. I have met with a neighbor next door when I was down there a couple weeks ago, and they agreed that they're worried that the trees are going to someday fall on the power lines, and there are two power lines that go through that property. Mm-hmm. So this person is asking to remove, I would say, probably about 90% of the trees, and they're very large trees. And I've been down there, Jenny's been down there with Dan, and we agree upon that. The one thing that has to happen, though, and I did talk to him yesterday on the phone, the trees were put there years ago pretty much as markers for the lot line going down. So to give him permission to cut the tree down, a neighbor might say, well, that's on the line. So he has to receive written permission from both parties on each side, and he understands that. And that's his requirement. So I told him, you are required to contact the neighbors, which he has in the past already. He knows who they are. And give me written permission that they will allow the removal of all the trees. Mm-hmm. So I know one neighbor verbally told me they're in favor of, so I'm not worried about that side, but it'll be the neighbor to the boat launch side. He has not contacted yet. So as long as they agree, then he'll have...
He has a rental. Mm-hmm.
He has a rental, yeah.
That's, what's her name's old property, right?
Canfield.
Canfield, yeah. Pauline's.
Yeah. And he's willing to remove them at cost and have everything done by a contractor. He wants to get them all done. Also, it's a huge job. Those are big trees.
Big trees.
So a lot of things going on here. And like I said, I before, now he is waiting for a septic certificate. He's had it pumped. He's had it tested. He's waiting for Allegheny County to give him his septic certificate. So I told him that has to happen first. So once our office receives a septic certificate, then we'll issue him a temporary license for 1 year, and we'll go from there. Okay?
And that's written down there, so our motion can simply be to...
accept. I make a motion. We accept Chad's report on LADA and the path forward.
I'll second that.
Second that? Okay. Anything else? Is that clear? We're kind of waiting for these several things to fall into place for that to happen, but apparently the owner knows that. So
yes, I talked to him last night.
In favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, no. All right, let it be so. And the final one.
Okay, James and Diane Askey over on Balcombe Beach Road. They are they're requesting to remove the roof on their boathouse and replace it. Okay, which they did about 10 years ago, so they want to do that. And they also want to trim the trees, which, I mean, they're very large branches. I mean, these branches are probably about this big around. They're not small branches. So there's a few branches over the dock they want to remove. And they also want to remove a tree in front of their cottage that is on district property. So the request, I talked to them, they're not in compliance currently. There is no survey or septic in their file. They told me they have them, so I am awaiting the survey and septic. So the reason why it's a line item is I cannot approve it until I have the information. Because the one tree that's requesting near the cottage is very close to the property line. Mm-hmm. And I want to make sure it is solely on their frontage before I give any permission. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is that clear then what the motion would be? It would be... Is there such a motion?
I don't. Do we really need a motion? I mean, once you get the survey and the septic, then we can approve this, can't we?
Yes, why?
But if we approved it based on the conditions that Chad has given,
then it's,
if he got that next Monday, then they could proceed. Okay. Otherwise, they got to wait till next month.
Yeah, that's why I tried to do it now.
It's a temporary, basically.
Yeah. Okay.
If he doesn't get it, then he doesn't get approved.
Okay. Right.
Until
all right.
So that way it's in the record and everybody, okay? So the motion then would be subject to the requirements that Chad is asking.
Fine.
I'll make that motion.
All right. Thank you, Bob. Second?
I'll second it.
Right. Anything else about the Askey property? You understand? Thank you, Chad, again, for kind of working with these folks and helping them understand what they need to do. In favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. All right. Thank you. There is an objection somewhere here, I guess, coming at us. All right. From the committee reports, kind of blow down through these quickly, and then we'll get to the committee member approval a little later on in the old business. But from a communication point of view, this has just been such a busy time. I'm not having a chance to work much on the newsletter, but I fully intend to have something during the month of November be published. So that is...
I'm hoping, Mr. Chairman, I'll have an answer for you, for the board, and the newsletter on whether we intend to have an early drawdown or not, because it would be good to have it in there.
Actually, that would be true of any other information that you can think of. If you can think of blurbs, things that need to be mentioned in the fall newsletter, please email them to me, let me know, or just simply say, you know, we need to have something mentioned in the drawdown or the PO, or, I mean, I could think of most of the things too. When you're a member of the board, it doesn't escape you. If you were doing the newsletter from outside, you wouldn't know what some of these things are. So let me know. There's no report from the Environmental Committee, although we did receive a preliminary CSLAP report from our information for this summer. The final full report comes probably next April 1, give or take.
We did have a very good meeting at the Lake Associations in Silver Lake. We had a good turnout from Rushford Lake between the Landowners Association and the Commissioners and Chad. You come away from those meetings just flabbergasted and realize how unbelievably lucky we are and how important it is that we stay on our path of protecting our lake.
Exactly.
Correct me, you guys that were there, but I think it was Canisius Lake was the guy that put on the program, and they spend $700,000 a year cultivating seaweed. Mm-hmm.
Okay, no, that's Chautauqua.
Chautauqua. $700,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, our whole budget for an entire year is $300,000 to run the whole district. Can you imagine us trying to take care of invasive species?
Thank you, Bill.
And that's just the cultivating of the seaweed, the dump trucks to haul it away.
They own nine harvesters on the lake every day. They're huge.
They just bought a new one at $250,000. I mean, it's so important that we stay on our path of protecting our lake and staying on top of this. And
Juanita and Lacoma have spent $2 million in chemicals trying to get rid of theirs, and it hasn't worked. And one of the lakes is going to hire divers to actually go down and start pulling stuff out. We are so fortunate.
I think we need to have that in.
It's mind-boggling what you think I have to spend on these invasive species.
Okay, is there anything written that comes out of the meetings that you? I wasn't there, and I guess the rest of you were. That we could draw from just to kind of write a blurb about that. If so, give it to me, and I'll talk with you about it.
Yeah, that might be something in your environmental committee. Chad, we gave Chad's phone number.
Okay.
Instead of ours.
Yeah.
If you want this, why don't you take this? Because this is how to go online.
But it is now a system they're setting up where you can identify and report invasive species, and it will be reported to the all the agencies on an app on your telephone.
Okay. Well, it's something we'll have to talk about. I've been aware of it because it's been there for several years, but we haven't done that. But the key is, you're saying, is there a way to incorporate a couple of paragraphs to kind of put some perspective that...
real detail.
We have,
you know, I think the people understand that lakes have seaweed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they understand the impact.
Right.
How serious, how hard it is to get rid of it once it gets you and gets a hold of it.
Part of the gist of, if you would summarize of kind of what they were leaning towards and presenting at the meeting was prevention.
Mm-hmm.
Because once you have it, it's almost impossible to deal with. It doesn't matter how many millions they're spending on this stuff, and we don't have it. Where are we going to get that kind of money? We struggle to pay for the
dam. We have made that case for several years, and things that I've written for the senator and everything else, saying we know that prevention is much better than remediation from a cost standpoint. And so we're just trying to be wise with our dollars. It's stupid to say, well, let's just hope we don't get it, and when we do, we'll fix it. We all know that you don't want to start mentioning all the lakes, but you get all, you know, lakes within 100 miles of us.
Yeah.
There just isn't anybody as clean as we are, and of course, it's largely due to the drawdown factor. But I think that we cannot depend solely on that. That is because we know that for some of the seaweed the invasive species that are in our lake in small pockets does not die with the frost or with the freeze over the winter time. So we're just constantly kind of beating it back.
We had a boat, beginning of the season last year, on a Saturday, we had a big pontoon boat come in, and you could not see the trailer because of seaweed.
And they
the year before, they pulled it out of Chautauqua, and they stored it.
And it was still there.
And they came in, and I said to myself.
No, Chad, they pulled it out that week.
Oh, that week, that okay. Week. But they came in, and I said, we cannot let you launch. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. And, I mean, you could barely see the trailer. And if something were, is really amazing. You know, we pull our boats out. I complain a little bit about it, you know, rigging around my boat. But some lakes are dealing with that. Yeah.
Well, we know that we've taken some heat for some of the aggressive approaches.
I brought that. They called out Rushford Lake, mm-hmm. the head, Bob. It runs the meeting,
yeah.
And the head of the Lake Association. He says, "Well," he called out Rushford Lake and asked some questions, and I reported that we've had a lot of. I said, "We don't have the seaweed issues and cultivation issues that you have." I said, "We have had pushback because we're trying to control the lake." Now, this was a large meeting. Yes. It was one of the best turnouts they've had in years, and everybody was flabbergasted that we would have pushback to protect the lake. They couldn't believe it.
Yeah. All right, thank you for that environmental report here, because it is an important one. Good to place ourselves in the context of our surrounding sister lakes. We've had a finance committee report from Bill, but is there more to be said?
No, because we're just spending money.
we're not taking it in. That's good.
Well, the foundation is taking in, but
you do have a
where are we with the foundation?
Report with the foundation. I was.
We're probably over $80,000.
That's good.
We're planning 3 or 4 activities for next year, that are in the works. We're trying to put together a huge fundraiser that raises tens of thousands of dollars, not just thousands of dollars.
Is that something that ought to be preliminarily announced in the newsletter?
Or is it too premature? It might not be. It depends when the newsletter goes out.
Yeah.
No. I mean, we're going to put a save the date out to the landowners, so we'll see.
All right. Let's talk about it.
If not, maybe we could have it in our spring newsletter.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Be
definitely
in the spring newsletter.
Okay. Rules? Anything to report there?
Nothing too earth-shattering. Just some issues with some right-of-ways and sheds. And then, we had the Dabalski Memorial.
Yes.
We're working on that.
Some of you may or may not know the name of Thomas Dabalski. Long time, lake resident who was very instrumental in the early part of the establishment of the RLRD in 1981. And there are others, although he is deceased, there are others who are shepherding the possibility of having some kind of a memorial to him. Some of you will recognize on Lake Road, for example, and within a few weeks and months, I'm not sure what the timetable will be, that the town of Canandaigua has been asked and have agreed to memorialize him by a sign along Lake Road. When you turn to go down along Lake Road, it'll simply say something along the lines of Thomas Dabalski Memorial Road, I think is the 4 words that are on the sign. I've seen the sign. And there was a question about how to spell Dabalski. Is the B a capital B, yes, or a small B?
Capital.
And, well, he signs other documents in the past as with small B. So we found some other references. The obituary has large B, but a number of things that he actually signed was small B. So we decided on the small B, because that's what he had done. So it was a little questionable. But having said that, Rules Committee has been talking, I think, without any real final motion coming to this group just yet about how, what we might do to create something, not just for Tobolsky, but for others who want to basically be memorialized at the lake. It might take the form of some kind of a brick patio with engraved names, where bricks, as we all know how this works, where bricks can be purchased and your name there can be for all time, around a flagpole or around shrubs or some kind of a nice rosette somewhere on Balcombe Beach, very likely. So we're in the process of talking about that. It's part of the fundraising process for the foundation and for the dam. We just haven't got the details yet in line. So I wanted you all to be aware of where we are with that. Do we need to establish a rules committee meeting at this point in time?
We don't have a date set.
We don't.
So what's looking good for people in November?
I think it should.
We always have issues that come up that we need to have some discussion about. And they eventuate in coming here with motions. So...
anything especially not good for people?
I can't make it the week of the 6th through the 18th.
6th through the 18th?
That's November. That's two weeks.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Earlier in the month?
If you go much later, you're into the holiday.
Well, remember that our meeting for next month is on the 18th.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so will you be here for that meeting?
I will be here for that, yes.
All right.
Do you want it like Thursday the 2nd? Or
that's too soon.
Actually, I could make it either the 16th or the 17th.
Oh.
That would be okay.
16th?
Yeah, okay.
Thursday the 16th.
What time?
7.
Well, 7.
7?
7.
Okay.
Okay.
Rules. Thursday the 16th at 7:00.
All right. All right. Thank you. And I have nothing to report from legal liaison. There are a number of things to attend to relative to old business, things that we've talked about in the past. First one is the fact that although it's been a month or two, we normally would do this in September, but we now have the form. It's at the last page in your packet. It is the resolution for us for overriding the tax cap. And I have a copy of it here that we will use to sign and to indicate. It's a resolution that needs to be passed by us. I think we passed it by motion, but we have not passed it by...
We approved it. We haven't approved the resolution.
Right. So do you need to take more time just to look at it quickly here?
I make a motion. We approve the resolution to override the 2% tax cap.
And I'll second that.
All right, the resolution has been, it's been moved that we accept that resolution. I have the form when we're poised ready to do that. Is there any other discussion about it? We simply have to do that. All right, in favor of that, say aye.
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 Opposed, no. All right, let me just pass that while we're talking here, pass that around. The second item has to do with committee membership approval. Again, we're a little bit behind on this, but hopefully you've come with your persons, and you have the committees mentioned above here, and we want to, we'll start with the communication committee. That committee will consist of our new admin and myself. How do we deal with this? Do we just kind of consent by approval, or are these by motion?
Yeah, usually the committee chairs present their committee and the board approves it.
The board approves it. Well, as the committee chair, I will I'll make that presentation. And although we do now have a new admin who will be joining us soon, and we'll just mention her name is Bonnie, B-O-N-I, Hennard. So Bonnie Hennard and I will appear, therefore, on the website in the Communication Committee. Environmental Committee, wouldn't you know, I wear that hat as well. And Jim and Dan and Chad and I have functioned that way in the last year, and I think all have agreed, the other ones have. We can talk about this, right? And those are the four. As Chair, I present them to you. Is there a motion to approve? In favor?
Aye.
All right, thank you. I probably should mention that I abstain in that. Finance Committee, Mary Jo has been the chair of that. Mary Jo, you have a list of folks.
Yep, Bill Zabel's obviously on, Rocky and Gina Dubek, Deb Almick, Kathy Hock, Judy Waldmiller, Bill Comer, and I'm waiting to hear from Dick Farwell. He hasn't committed yet.
Okay.
Because I'm thinking if he's doing the security and everything, he might want to flex to that.
Right.
His wife has been on that committee.
No, she's been on the foundation, not on the finance.
Okay, thank you.
We have that list. Well, you can give that to staff, and she can. I think those are names that are familiar to most all of us.
Yeah, I move to accept.
Second?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
That's okay. I declare they be is carried then and supported. The rules has just been, historically, it's been a committee of the whole for all the commissioners and the, like, manager.
Judy Waldmiller has agreed, and so has Danny.
Okay, so we'll add Danny and Judy to that list. Is there a motion to approve?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Okay. In favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. All right, thank you. And again, the legal is not really a committee. It's really just, I think, as the chair, I've been the liaison with the committee or with the attorney. And I bring things back and forth to you. And there are times when I have given permission, because he doesn't want to talk with anybody unless I've been given permission to say Chad to talk directly to Joe about something, and but just be aware that it does funnel through me. So there's nothing I don't think that we need to add to that. All right, at least does that satisfy the list here?
No.
I'm
game committee.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. We need to.
Doc committee.
Okay, we need to. There's two that are not there. Doc committee and the dam committee. So Bob, as chair of that committee.
Mine is the same as last year. Rocky Dubek, Rick Mulder, Kevin Walsack.
Okay, I think most of us know these folks. Anybody make that motion?
I'll make the motion.
And a second?
I'll second it.
All right, the dam committee composed of these folks. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. All right, it's carried. And the doc committee, Chad?
Pretty much everybody's sitting here. And Dan.
Yeah, well, so I'll add Dan to that. So the commissioners and Dan. And it does vary, obviously, month to month, who's going out for that. But everybody qualifies to be on that doc committee. Motion.
So moved.
Okay, it's been moved, seconded.
I'll second it.
Okay, moved and seconded. In favor of that slate, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. All right. Thank you. Let's move on to our third issue. Amanda Netz and Emil Zimba Doc, and specifically is probably more related to the right of way. Is Amanda here by any chance? She's not. I don't think so. All right. Both have been informed of kind of where we are with this situation. It's a situation where, just to reiterate, that Ms. Annette's owns a right of way, and the Zimbos have used that right of way actually prior to her use of her, to her purchasing of that right of way. They actually have very clear deeded language that says they have use of that right of way. So there has been some tension as to, you know, who is right. Does ownership trump the deeded language? And we had our lawyer have some analysis of that, provided that analysis to me in a two-page letter, along with my accompanying letter to both parties and the attachment of the Joseph Miller letter. Bottom line, it comes down to they have to work out the issue probably in a legal way. And so we've been given the option. This came up, I might add, because we approved the pre-sale inspection for Zimbos. However, Annette's questioned that. We decided to relook at it, and that's where the analysis was created and given back in our hands. We talked about this during Rules Committee one time recently, and this group agreed to notify both parties in writing that the law allows this board to rely on the integrity of the deed of Zimbo, and that if there's no legal action by Annette's in the next 30 days, starting with today, and that would be November 27, Monday the 27th, then we would simply allow that pre-sale to be approved. So it's out of our hands, as some of these situations are. They're above the 1450. They need to have some kind of a legal decision made, or if not, we will simply fall back on our legal analysis, which says that the deeded property trumps the ownership. And I might add, there are places around the lake where that is the case, where one person owns a right-of-way, but somebody else has deeded access to the lake or across that piece of property. So this is not a unique situation at all. So, having said that, with that background, and it's been sitting and soaking for a couple of weeks in all of our thinking, are you of that mind to do what I just said? And if so, someone bring a motion to that effect. And it would be, again, just to reiterate, that we will allow 30 days, and if within that 30 days there is not some kind of legal action initiated, not completed, but initiated, to settle this by a third party, a court, then we will allow the pre-sale to go through for the Zimbo property.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
And can I add, there is a couple of other little provisos here. One, and the letters say this, so we would be asking Zimbo to remove the language in the deed that wrongly, basically, assigns the new dock to the new owner. That's something we do. That's not something that a deed does. Only those who own property can deed it or can assign it, and we own the property. So that language just simply needs to be taken out of the deed.
Can't sell somebody else's property.
Can't sell somebody else's property, that's right. And the second thing is that there has to be some acknowledgement, I think, Chad, didn't you say, that the space around the current dock is so small that it will not accept or receive a larger boat, so that if a new owner wanted to reconfigure that dock, they could, and we would be open to doing that, but through the normal procedure.
Yeah.
So I guess I want to say, is that a friendly addition to what you want to say? Can we make sure we say that then?
That's fine.
Is it clear to you then what we're asking and what the motion involves? It is a little complex, but I think basically we're waiting to hear from whether or not there will be any further action. If nothing happens, 30 days goes by, then we will agree, but Zimbos still need to comply with these two requests. All right. That's the motion. A little complicated, but we understand what we're voting on?
I seconded it.
Okay. Bob, okay. So we do have both the motion and the second. In favor of this, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. I have to abstain.
Aye.
Okay, with one abstention. And I guess I will, yeah, okay. And so it is carried. I will craft a letter then informing both parties of our decision today, since they're not here. They were both invited to come and make their case if they wanted to, but one did not come for whatever reason. The other one is attending a daughter's wedding today elsewhere, so they obviously could not come.
I don't understand why they're not here.
But I did inform both that I would let them know the result of our deliberation here today, what we decided and acted on. All right. And the next item has to do with Glen Bay dredging. And Mary Jo, you want to talk to us about that a little bit?
Well, there's a lot of silt buildup and a lot of debris buildup coming from the Canadia Creek into the lake. It's gotten worse over the last few years. And following this big storm we just had in July, I guess it was, there's tons of trash and stuff down there. So last year the commissioners came down and looked at it when we had drawn out when the lake was filling in spring. Mm-hmm. Chad initiated some conversation with DEC about that. We are going to continue that. Chad's coming down today. We're going to take some pictures and then pass that information on to the DEC and see where it goes.
Okay, and we have taken previous action to approve some of this happening, but have we ever set a dollar amount?
No. Well, I think our action was to get some bids,
get the process going with the DEC system to
find out what it costs.
See what the DEC says, if they'll do it. We don't know.
We're hoping the DEC will allow us to move the material instead of pull it out.
That would be a
that's
huge
the first
difference in cost. Right. The real expense is the trucking out of there. That's
Right now, I will tell you,
it's getting worse all the time.
It's getting worse.
This last
huge
storm.
Huge tree trunks down there, and all they're doing is
the
sediment is building up against them, and it's getting worse and worse.
So this really then is for our information. It just moves along. It's for the record. There's no action required at this time, but just so we all know kind of where we are with trying to make this, and then obviously you guys are working together to make this happen. So thank you, Deb. You had a request.
I have one thing for old business. Just out of what is happening with the Ligori easement now that Blake is down? Has the town done anything about that?
I talked to John.
Have we heard anything?
The last rules meeting, you guys asked me to speak with John. Okay. I spoke with him 3 or 4 days after that, and I told him that we need to get the paperwork started. He was there, and there was also another man from the town highway department there.
Willing.
And they said they're not going to work on that till spring. So he told me, it's a springtime job. It's not going to be a job now.
It will West Wall, probably.
Mm-hmm. Was that? Yeah, it was. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, the highway supervisor.
Yeah.
So how are they going to work in the lake?
But
they
before lake fills up.
Before the water.
Before it comes out. But it says not to be till after.
Because the neighbors called me again to see if there was any.
And I did remind Mr. Jessup about the paperwork. You need to sit down. I
drawing?
I went through it. Okay. They know that, but he says not to be for a while. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Deb.
Okay. Just very quickly, what I would like to do is have a sort of FYI letter to Senator Young updating her on, the fact that we've done the purchase order and where we're at. I just think it would be really good. I mean, we give reports to the town boards, but I think it would be nice to give the senator an update.
I think it's a good thing to stay in close touch mm-hmm. with her, because we will run out of this $500,000 pretty quick here. And so we'd like to keep her thinking. She was kind enough when she came to the boat wash grand opening. She did go down and tour the dam and refresh her memory on what our needs are. And as she saw, and Mike Clancy from the DEC went, that was his first time for actually being on the dam, and refresh her memory of our needs, not just the valves, but the things in the future that we're going to need to do. So that's a great idea.
I will do that. I will write a letter and include the fact that we've been talking back and forth with DASNY, and so we're where I don't know, I probably will send it to several of you just to be sure that my facts are straight about that, but.
Would it be smart to copy Mike Clancy with that too?
Yeah, could do that. I mean, there's no reason not to. Okay.
That way they both have the same information.
Yeah.
Have we heard anything back from Tom Reed's office?
No, and I assume we won't until the election's over. And I haven't, I made a couple of calls. I called the young lady I met with that lives in Cuba, Lee, I think her name is.
Lee James.
Lee James.
Yes, thank you. As I get older, I lose more names than I never was too good at. And she emailed me back and said, this has been moved to his head representative in Corning, Jill, who you have talked to, Daryl. And, but she put at the end of it, which I thought was a positive thing, I'm surprised she hasn't contacted you already. So that does at least mean that the congressman followed up on what he said to me. He would try to set something up with us. And so I haven't pursued it further because I think it's fruitless till the election. So they're too busy and too many things and to do a sit down. We had the same issue with Senator Young. And so right after the election's over, we will pursue that.
Yeah.
Harder.
Lee James, Bill was talking to her, and she wants a list of all our corporate people to send a letter to for donations to the foundation.
That would be nice.
Excellent.
All right, that's helpful, thank you. I think I agree, and I actually thought about that too, but not recently, and so it needs to be done. Especially now that we've signed and officially signed the purchase order, and it's been received, and it's in the pipeline, so. All right. I see no further things here. Let me pause for a moment here and just ask if there's any comments that anybody wants to make, any questions that we can respond to. If not,
throw snowballs,
Not for a while.
You were talking about the dredging. I don't know the owner of the property, Streamside, you know, where all the trailers are as that feeds in, but the people want to have that area dredged. He's the only person that can apply for the DEC permits, and he doesn't want to do it. So how does the district approach this guy to help the whole community on, you know, from another storm coming down and washing through down?
Scott, help me understand where you're talking about.
Right when you come off of 243,
right.
you make the right on the, you know, on the 49. You come
right
over,
or left?
Right at the bridge. You know,
okay.
Okay, where the big culvert is? I just don't know. I'm trying to.
No, not where the big culvert is. It's actual bridge where all the pontoons from behind the bridge slamming into it.
Okay, the 43 bridge, or 49 bridge.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Okay, I know where that is.
So, you know, if that gentleman that owns that, you know, that rents all, you know, he leases all that property to the people who own the trailer, and, you know, he's collecting the taxes. But if he doesn't wanted to, you know, apply for the DEC permits to get people in there, which people are screwed, basically. And
you're talking about on the Rushford side of the bridge, where that's locked in.
Right.
That is out of the district.
Yeah.
Right. We would have no jurisdiction to initiate anything.
Right.
My advice would be to talk to the town of Rushford, because the creek is in the town, and they could initiate without the landowner. And I have expressed some concern to the town about that, because that is going to wash into the lake.
Exactly.
And so it's going to add to the issue that we're talking about spending money on at the mouth of the lake.
Is there any way that the district could approach the town and, you know, have a representative and try try to get a hold of, you know, we get people that work for that.
We could send a letter expressing our concern on that, I suppose, to the town from the district, but as far as is forcing anything, we wouldn't.
Right, right, I understand that.
I think, I didn't get any pushback.
Letter writing request here.
Well, wait.
I just don't think they've had time to look into it. They're aware of that washout right there in the creek, so. Some residents contacted them and sent us some letters along with ours, maybe it would get them to think about it.
I think it would be more beneficial if the residents of that area sent a letter to the town board.
Sure it would be.
Rather than us getting involved, because it's.
We could send a letter supporting it, because it is, it, we spend whatever to clean that all out, and the next big storm, that's right back in there, we gotta spend it again to take it back out. And this was an extreme storm this time, and I don't remember in recent history anything filling in that creek like that.
First of all, down there, is that creek should not have all those things in there. Let's cut to the chase on that one. I mean, it's a protected stream, and it's also a floodplain down there, it's a FEMA-identified floodplain down there. So there's huge issues with that, so, you know, there's a lot of agencies that could get involved in that.
And then unfortunately, there is stuff that comes down during the flood.
Yeah, I mean, refrigerators coming down, fires coming down.
That doesn't have anything to do with that area, it comes down from the creek.
I walk down into the creek, I mean, there's metal gliders that are in there, there's pieces of metal all over the place, there's trees, there's tires, and all this is gonna, if we have another high water event in a couple months when the lake's down, all that's gonna wash into the lake. And that's my concern, that's why we gotta have.
But Deb's right, if you get residents, it would, you are, you know.
It's better them than us.
It would get them thinking about it, and maybe we could be put on their list to be done. I agree with you, it's an issue.
It would, I mean, I suppose ideally, I don't know, I know you don't live in that area, Scott, maybe you know folks down that way. If you had several people who had said, well, okay, we'll put a letter together, if we knew that, we could send, essentially in legal terms, an amicus curiae, kind of a brief, and that is we could send some note saying, yep, we support this. So they would know, and I think they would understand that we would support it, but I'd be happy to write a letter in support of their letter. So, let us know. Okay?
And a lot of that debris is coming even further up.
Oh, yeah, right.
Even further up.
I mean, we had 5 or 6 large rolls of hay.
Yeah.
That didn't come from.
No, it didn't.
The lake people, no.
Came on the hill someplace.
All the cows in the lake ate that hay.
How they did not flatten somebody's house coming down through there, I don't know, but.
Thank you for alerting us to that issue, Scott, but yeah, if you know some of those folks, have them initiate that, but let us know. So, anybody else have any other question or comment briefly before we adjourn? I see none, so therefore I'll take a motion to adjourn.
We can't. There's no way we can get out of here before 1 o'clock. It just doesn't happen.
Well, we've been doing
it's 11 o'clock today.
Yeah, we've been doing
it. It's been moved, and I'm probably going to hear a second if I wait long enough.
Yeah.
In favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much. We will meet again on November the 18th because of obviously the shortened month. So, thank you.